This is Voice of Korea.
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 We begin the English language transmission from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
We now present Mr. Carter's Song of General Kim Il-sung.
Thank you.
Here is a meal, chorus. Song of General Kim Jong-il.
Morning service was held solemnly before the bier of the great leader Kim Jong-il. Kim Jong-un, vice chairman of the Central Military Commission of the Workers' Party of Korea, together with senior officials of the party, state and armed forces institutions, expressed deep condolences before the bier of the great leader Kim Jong-il. When the whole country seized with a deep sorrow at the unexpected sad news of the demise of the great leader Kim Jong-il, General Secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea, Chairman of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army, the morning service was held solemnly before the bier of respected Kim Jong-il in Pyongyang, the capital of revolution, on the 20th. Kim Jong-un, vice chairman of the Central Military Commission of the Workers' Party of Korea, together with senior officials of the party, state and armed forces institutions, visited the bier of the great leader Kim Jong-il and expressed condolences with deepest grief. Present at the morning service, together with him, were senior officials of the party, state and armed forces institutions, Kim Yong-nam, Choi Yong-nim, Lee Yong-ho, Kim Kyung-hee, Kim Yong-chun, Jeon Byung-ho, Kim Guk-tae, Kim Ki-nam, Choi Tae-bok, Yang Hyung-seop, Lee Yong-mu, Oh Kung-yeol, Kang Seok-ju, Byun Yong-lip, Jang Seung-taek, Kim Jong-gak, Kim Yang-geun, Kim Yong-il, Park Do-chun, Choi Ryong-hae, Kim Rak-hee, Pae Jong-su, Kim Pyong-hae, Moon Kyung-deok, Ju Kyu-chang, Woo Dong-chuk, and Kim Chang-seop. The Kumsusan Memorial Palace, the venue of the morning service, filled with the great sorrow of all the party members, People's Army service persons, and people across the country, was enveloped in a solemn atmosphere. The bier of the great leader Kim Jong-il was laid in state by flowers,
covered with a red flag representing his lifelong desire. The face of the great leader Kim Jong-il, the peerless great man, father of all people and the son of humanity, deeply revered and respected by all the Korean army and people and the world people, was very tender, benevolent, and dignified as he was when he was alive. Seen in the front of the view were the national emblem of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, along with the years 1942 to 2011, showing the life of respected Kim Jong-il, who burned his heart with a love for the country and people all his life and passed away so early. Placed there were the shoulder straps of Marshal of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, the Order of Kim Il-sung, Kim Il-sung Prize, the medals of the Hero of the Republic and the Labor Hero, and many other orders and medals which our army and people presented to respected Kim Jong-il in praise of the great exploits he performed, making devoted efforts through the long arduous march of Sungun Revolution for the dignity and sovereignty of our socialist fatherland, the legacy of the great leader president Kim Il-sung, and for the eternal prosperity and happiness of the people. A wreath sent by Kim Jong-un, vice chairman of the Central Military Commission of the Workers' Party of Korea, was laid by the bier of the great leader Kim Jong-il. Members of the State Funeral Commission were standing by the bier. Guards of honor of the three services of the Korean People's Army and the Worker Peasant Red Guards were standing there. Amid the solemn playing of the dirge, Kim Jong-un entered the hall where the fatherly leader Kim Jong-il is laid in state. The hall was enveloped in great sorrow over so sudden, so early, and so regrettable demise of the fatherly leader Kim Jong-il, who had the supreme command on the forefront of revolution for the prosperity of the country and the happiness of the people, for national reunification and the cause of global independence, and devoted his whole life wearing simple clothes convenient for inspection of the army unit, having not a day's rest. Born as the son of guerrillas on Mount Baekdu, the sacred mountain of revolution, respected Kim Jong-il grew to be a great revolutionary, and regarding it as his lifelong mission to carry forward to completion the revolutionary cause of Juche pioneered by President Kim Il-sung generation after generation, wisely led by our party, army and people in the protracted arduous period, performing tremendous exploits lasting in the history of the Korean nation and in human history. The hall turned into a sea of tears, replete with infinite reverence and mourning for the benevolent father of the Korean people, who possessed of all qualities and traits of great man on the highest level, led a revolutionary construction along the road of victory with his profound ideas and theories and uncommon leadership, and thus placed the national dignity and power on the highest plane, and opened an age of prosperity unprecedented in the 5,000-year Korean history. Kim Jong-un, together with the senior officials of the party, state, and armed forces institutions accompanying him, observed a moment's silence before the bier of the great leader Kim Jong-il with deepest grief, and went round the bier. The monarchs wept bitterly, beating their chests as if the sky fell down, and were reluctant to leave the bier, feeling so sad at the demise of respected Kim Jong-il, the prominent leader of our party, state and army, most brilliant Sungun commander and benevolent father of the people, at a time of historic change when a turning phase is being opened in accomplishing the cause of building a prosperous socialist state, and the Korean revolution is making a vigorous advance through manifold difficulties and trials. The mourners hardened their determination to change today's sorrow into strength and courage, remain loyal to the guidance of Kim Jong-un, the closest revolutionary comrade of great Kim Jong-il, great successor to the revolutionary cause of Juche, an outstanding leader of our party, army, and people. Firmly defend and fully exalt Korean-style socialism centered on the popular masses, united single-mindedly around him, our destiny and future, and vigorously fight for the reunification of the country and the realization of global independence so as to realize the lifelong desire of respected Kim Jong-il. The Korean army and people will hold the great leader Kim Jong-il in high respect forever. With unshakable faith and noble moral obligation, make no slightest concession and deviation on the road of Juche Revolution, Sungun Revolution, true to its behest, and resolutely defend his immortal revolutionary exploits and glorify them for all ages. The Korean people are filled with bitter sorrow over the demise of the father of the nation, who energetically worked day and night for the prosperity of the socialist fatherland and the happiness of the people all his life. Now the Korean army and people's loyalty and sense of obligation to the great leader, the father of the people, are growing more ardent than ever before. They are resolutely rising up and changing their sorrow into great strength and courage, with a noble sense of moral obligation and immutable faith and will to hold great Kim Jong-un in high esteem forever and glorify his speech for all ages. The hearts of all service persons of the people's army and people are replete with a pledge to make neither an inch of concession nor an inch of deviation on the road of the Juche Revolution, the Sungun Revolution, true to the behests of great Kim Jong-il. The Korean people have suffered a bitter great loss, but are resolutely rising up as they have great Kim Jong-un. Standing in the van of the Korean Revolution is Kim Jong-un, great successor to the revolutionary cause of Juche and prominent leader of our party, army and people. He is another great man produced by Korea who is identical with Kim Jong-il. No force on earth can block the revolutionary advance of our party, army and people under the wise leadership of Kim Jong-un. The great leader Kim Jong-il will always be with us.
Now all the service persons and people of Korea are paying highest respect to leader Kim Jong-il, who performed immortal exploits for the prosperity of the country and the human cause of independence, and are filled with a burning resolve to hold him in high esteem forever and accomplish the cause of building a prosperous nation under the leadership of Kim Jong-un. Today, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea has strong political and military foundations for creditably advancing the revolutionary cause of Juche generation after generation, and a solid foundation for the eternal prosperity of the country and the nation. Respected Kim Jong-un is standing in the van of the struggle to carry forward to completion the revolutionary cause of Juche. Kim Jong-un is an outstanding thinker and theoretician and most brilliant second commander who guides the revolution and construction along the road of victory with the idea and leading method of great Kim Jong-il. He set it as his lifelong mission to brilliantly carry forward and accomplish the revolutionary course of Juche generation after generation, and has always stood at the forefront of the revolution and construction as the closest comrade and most faithful comrade in arms of great Kim Jong-il. The idea of respected Kim Jong-un is the idea and intention of respected Kim Jong-il, and his way of guidance is the wisest method to advance the revolution and construction according to the intention of Kim Jong-il. Kim Jong-un has resolutely foiled the moves of the imperialist reactionaries with the revolutionary faith, will and confidence of great Kim Jong-il, and strengthened and developed our army as the powerful revolutionary army of Mount Baekdu. He has led our army and the people on the road of field guidance for the improvement of the people's living all the year round in order to realize great Kim Jong-un's novel ideal of socialism. In those days, our army and the people have cherished the unshakable belief that as long as they are led by respected Kim Jong-un, the revolutionary cause of great Kim Jong-il will be everlasting. The leadership of Kim Jong-un is a decisive guarantee for creditably carrying forward to completion the revolutionary cause of Juche generation after generation, the cause started by the great leader President Kim Il-sung and led to victory by the great leader Kim Jong-il. The Korean army and the people will hold the great leader Kim Jong-il in high respect forever and resolutely defend his immortal revolutionary exploits and glorify them for all ages under the leadership of Kim Jong-un.
The Chinese party and government sent a message of condolences to the Workers' Party of Korea and the government of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The message reads, the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, the Central Military Commission of the Workers' Party of Korea, the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, the Presidium of the Supreme People's Assembly of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, the Cabinet of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Pyongyang. Upon hearing the surprising news that Kim Jong-il, General Secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea, Chairman of the National Defense Commission and Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army, passed away regrettably, we express with the bitterest grief in our hearts the deepest condolences and sincerest sympathy to the entire Korean people. Kim Jong-il is the great leader of the Workers' Party of Korea and the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. He devoted all his energy to the great cause of the Korean people for building a Korean-style prosperous socialist state and performed immortal historic exploits. Kim Jong-il is a close friend of the Chinese people. With great passion, he carried forward and developed the traditional Sino-Korean friendship established and developed by revolutionaries of old generation of the two countries, kept close friendship with the Chinese leaders, and powerfully promoted continuous development of the Sino-Korean good neighbor friendly and cooperative relations. The Chinese party, government and people are very sad at the demise of Kim Jong-il, and the Chinese people will long for him forever. Though he passed away suddenly, he will remain alive in the hearts of the Korean people forever. We believe that the Korean people will change sorrow into strength and continue to advance for building a prosperous socialist state and realizing lasting peace of the Korean Peninsula under the guidance of Kim Jong-un, firmly united around the Workers' Party of Korea, true to the behests of Kim Jong-il. China and Korea bore the same mountains and rivers and shared joy and sorrow. It is a consistent policy of the Chinese party and government to steadily consolidate and develop the traditional Sino-Korean friendly and cooperative relations. We are sure that the friendship between the two parties, two countries and peoples of China and Korea will continue to be consolidated and developed by the joint efforts of the both sides. The Chinese people will always stand on the side of the Korean people in the future. Comrade Kim Jong-il will be immortal. The Central Committee of the Communist Party of China, the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress of the People's Republic of China, the State Council of the People's Republic of China, the Central Military Commission of the People's Republic of China, Beijing, December 19, 2011.
The President of the Russian Federation sent a message of condolences to Kim Jong-un, expressing deep sorrow over the demise of the great leader Kim Jong-il. The message reads, Pyongyang, Your Excellency Kim Jong-un of the State Funeral Commission for Kim Jong-il, Chairman of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, esteemed Your Excellency Kim Jong-un, I express deep condolences to you and the leadership and the people of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea over the demise of Chairman Kim Jong-il of the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. His Excellency Kim Jong-il is well known in Russia as a leader of a friendly state who has done a lot of work for the strengthening and development of the traditional Russia-Korea good neighborly relations. I am sure that this line, which accords with the interests of our two countries and peoples, will be carried forward by the new leadership of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. We are ready for close mutual cooperation to further develop bilateral cooperation and ensure peace and stability in the Korean Peninsula. With the best regards, Medvedev, Kremlin, Moscow, December 19, 2011.
Korea is suffering the greatest national misfortune over the unexpected demise of the great leader Kim Jong-il. The whole land of Korea is seized with bitter grief from the moment the sad news of the greatest national misfortune was reported like a bolt from the blue. People Jamming service persons, workers, cooperative farmers, intellectuals, and youth and students are cherishing the memory of great Kim Jong-il, calling him in choked voices at the posts of national defense, deep underground pits, iron and steel bases, cooperative fields, scientific research institutions, and schools across the country. All the service persons and people of the country are shedding bitter tears. Visit the bronze statues of the great leader president Kim Il-sung and the mosaics depicting respected Kim Jong-il. Upon hearing the sad news, people are weeping bitterly at the workplaces, families, streets and villages across the country, associated with his lifelong devotion, ranging from the foot of Mount Baekdu, where great Kim Jong-il started his sacred life, to the deep underground pits of the Ryongyang mine he visited in the last period of his revolutionary leadership, and the forest workers' village in the northern tip of the country, and secluded island village on the West Sea. The noble name and tender image of the fatherly leader Kim Jong-il will be kept forever in the hearts of the people he loved so much, and his revolutionary exploits for the times and revolution for the country and people will shine forever in the history of the country. The road of revolution is long, and there are manifold trials, but standing in the van of our revolution today is Kim Jong-un, the great successor to the revolutionary cause of Juche, and leader of our party, army, and people. As long as they have the solid foundations for prosperity laid by respected Kim Jong-il and indomitable strength they have consolidated, overcoming difficulties under the leadership of the great party, the Korean people will never stop the advance for the completion of the revolutionary cause of Juche and bring about the victory of a thriving country on this land.
Yang Jiechi, Minister of Foreign Affairs of China on the 19th, expressed deep condolences over the demise of the great leader Kim Jong-il. On the occasion of the meeting with the DPRK Strategic Affairs at the interim in China, Minister Yang Jiechi said, "The great leader Kim Jong-il devoted all his energy to the cause of the socialist revolution and construction of Korea and performed immortal feats," and stressed that he was an intimate friend of the Chinese people, saying the Chinese party, government and people are expressing deep condolences over the demise of Kim Jong-il. The minister pointed out that the Chinese people will remember him forever. He expressed the belief that the Korean people would change sorrow into strength in single-minded unity and continue to achieve successes in socialist construction and realize peace and stability of the Korean Peninsula under the leadership of Kim Jong-un and the Workers' Party of Korea.
Upon hearing the sad news that the great leader Kim Jong-il passed away, Lee Hee-ho, widow of the former South Korean president Kim Dae-jung, expressed condolences on the 19th. She said Chairman of the National Defense Commission Kim Jong-il had the June 15th joint declaration published in June 2000 and provided the landmark of inter-Korean reconciliation, cooperation and reunification. Noting that when the former South Korean president Kim Dae-jung passed away in August 2009, Chairman of the National Defense Commission Kim Jong-il sent his special envoy's mourning delegation to Seoul, she stressed that it is a right to express condolences.
South Korean opposition parties, including the United Democratic Party, United Party for Progress and New Progressive Party, and the Council of Christian Churches on the 19th, expressed deep condolences over the demise of the great leader Kim Jong-il.
The spokesperson for the Foreign Ministry of China released a press statement on the 19th as regards the demise of the great leader Kim Jong-il. The press statement said, "Upon hearing the surprising news that Supreme Leader of Korea Kim Jong-il passed away regrettably, we express deep condolences and send wholehearted sympathy to the Korean people. Comrade Kim Jong-il was the great leader of the Korean people and a close friend of the Chinese people. He made an important contribution to promoting the socialist cause of Korea and the development of the Sino-Korean good neighbor, friendly and cooperative relations. We believe that the Korean people will surely change their grief into strength and continuously advance the socialist cause of Korea in single-hearted unity," the press statement said.
Mass media reported on Monday the notice to all party members, service persons and people announced by the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, the Central Military Commission of the Workers' Party of Korea, the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, the Presidium of the Supreme People's Assembly of the DPRK and the Cabinet of the DPRK on the demise of the great leader Kim Jong-il. The Chinese Xinhua News Agency reported the notice in detail, saying, "The Central Committee and the Central Military Commission of the Workers' Party of Korea and the National Defense Commission, the Presidium of the Supreme People's Assembly and the Cabinet of the DPRK issued the notice to the entire party members, service persons and people." It was also reported by the Chinese People's Daily. The China Central Television introduced in detail a short biography of respected Kim Jong-il and reported the gist of the notice repeatedly, along with his picture taken with the great leader President Kim Il-sung, a picture of his inspection of a Korean People's Army unit, and his picture on the platform of Kim Il-sung Square, waving his hand to the cheering people. The Russian authorities said the demise of leader Kim Jong-il at a time when a turning phase is being opened in the course of building a prosperous socialist state is the greatest loss to the Korean people, and stressed that today Kim Jong-un, outstanding leader of the party, army and people, is standing in the van of the Korean Revolution. The Cuban Press Latina News Agency, the Japanese Gyodo News, GZ Press and newspapers Mainichi Shimbun, Asahi Shimbun, Tokyo Shimbun and Yonge-sai Shimbun and NHK, the AFP of France, the ABC of Australia, the USAP, UPI, ABC, CNN and VOA and newspapers Washington Post, New York Times, USA Today, International Herald Tribune and Baltimore Sun reported of the demise of respected Kim Jong-il. And that's the end of the news read by Choi Jong-nam and Kim Hyun-ok. This is Voice of Korea.
做了如下回忆。以前小夫人
Dear listeners, now is the time for broadcasting the reminiscences of the great leader president Kim Il-sung with a century. Today we'll bring you the second installment of Section 4, Village Headman Wang and Police Chief Wang of Chapter 19, Overcoming Trials. I sent my operatives to Ta Huang Go to approach the headman. The men were determined to win Wang over, but were afraid they might founder on a submerged rock, because they knew that Wang was also the chief of the self-defense corps. Nevertheless, I did not doubt our success, for I judged him to be a man of conscience. I had learned that during his office as village headman and self-defense corps chief, he had harmed no one in his area, and that was a major indication that he was a conscientious man. In those days, any man blinded by a sense of self-protection and by greed for fortune did not scruple to harm a few patriots in order to score in his own favor once he was installed in the post of self-defense corps chief or village headman. In this climate, Wang had not touched anybody or informed on anyone. He had done nothing against the refugees and bereft families from Xiaohanggo, but had turned a blind eye on the arrival, allowing them to settle down in the area under his control. Had he been an evil man, he would not have behaved thus. He would have informed the high authorities that the Reds had fled to his village from the Red Village, or he would have got his self-defense corps to hunt down the refugees just to win a bonus. In fact, it took more guts than normal to allow the survivors of the Japanese atrocities to settle down in his village and to look after them. Doing this would involve the risk of exposing the village headman himself to severe punishment. We could therefore say that Wang was ready to face the worst. I told my operatives going to Da Huang Go that the village headman was quite conscientious, and that if they should approach him boldly and explain to him clearly our aim of fighting against the Japanese imperialists, they would be able to bring him round to our side. On arrival at Da Huang Go, the operatives met Wang through the intermediary of the men living in the peasant hut and made a proposal for cooperation with us. Wang readily agreed and even asked for an interview with me, promising that he would comply with any request of the Revolutionary Army He earnestly asked for an opportunity to see General Kim Il-sung. My officers argued pro and con over his request. As there had been frequent subversive activities by the enemy against our headquarters, the officers were all getting nervous. I persuaded the arguing officers to consent and invited Wang to our temporary camp. As soon as he received the invitation, the village headman obtained large amounts of food, footwear, and other supplies through his villagers and brought them to our headquarters. Wang was a handsome man of about 35, gentle, well-mannered, and open-hearted. He made a good impression on me. After some chatting about his family connections and about his health, I spoke highly of the fact that he lived with a strong national conscience as befitted an intellectual, and then encouraged him to help us in his position as village headman. Neither Japan nor Manchukuo will last long, I said. Manchukuo appointed you a village headman, but you should make the most of the job for the sake of your motherland, your fellow countrymen, and the revolution, not for Japan or Manchukuo. To this end, you should organize the people and help the Revolutionary Army in good faith. I believe that you will not fail our expectations. Wang was very grateful to me for my confidence in him. I cannot find words to express my gratitude to you for your confidence in a man like me. I remember your words all my life, General, and I'll do my best to fight, he said. He had brought along brandy and a snack, and I thought this showed that he was a thoughtful and sociable man. We drank the brandy in my tent. He drank first to assure the purity of the brandy, then offered me a glass. As the brandy warmed him up, he broached his family background, a subject he had never spoken of to anybody else. It was interesting and as well woven as a story, and moved me to tears. That was the second installment of Section 4, Village Headman Wang and Police Chief Wang, Chapter 19, Overcoming Trials, from the reminiscences of the great leader President Kim Il-sung, mid-century. This is Voice of Korea. Whistle of December. The whistle is blowing on this land where the year 2011 is coming to an end. It is the whistle of trains running on two rails to all parts of the country from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, every day. Listening to the whistle, the Korean people think of the great leader Kim Jong-un, who was on the road of his field guidance, the long road to the front, day and night, for the country and people, from the beginning of the year to the last month of December, aboard a train to the people. They can hardly repress their sorrow at the news like a bolt from the blue that respected Kim Jong-il unexpectedly passed away at work in the running train on December 17th. As he had done every year, the great leader Kim Jong-il paved his way through virgin snow from the beginning of this year and continued his forced march despite fierce snowstorm. He visited the factories in North Ping'an province and different other sectors of the national economy and inspected many units of the Korean People's Army, forcefully rousing the army and people to the building of a prosperous nation. Under his wise leadership, the Juche Iron and Vinalum Fiber production, the construction of the Hitson Power Station and the Bonson Port and other projects were powerfully promoted, and great successes were made in the improvement of the people's living. So in Ok, managers of the Chungbangsan General Foodstuff Factory in North Hwange Province has this to say.
올해 정초에만도 우리 공장을 찾으시오. 우리들이만도 과자도 맡아주시며 인민들에게 더 많은 식료품을 생산하여 보내주어야 한다고 하시며 그 방도에 대해서 일일이
At the beginning of the year, Kim Jong-il visited our factory and tasted the cakes we produced, saying we should produce more foodstuffs and supply them to the people. He indicated specific ways for it. Thus we failed to work properly. Party's love for the people did not come true. So concerned about this, he found himself on the road of the forced march for field guidance all the year round and passed away in train. My heart is broken for the thought that I had not done my duty as his soldier. We will not merely shed tears, but rise up with redoubled courage to build on this land a prosperous nation desired by Kim Jong-il so much. Respect to Kim Jong-il's inspection of the front and his field guidance continued in the dark days too. As soon as he came back home via the Inner Mongolian Autonomous Region and Jilin Province of the People's Republic of China, after successfully winding up his visit to the Siberian and Far Eastern regions of Russia far from Korea for several days, great Kim Jong-il, without relieving his fatigue pent up during his foreign tour, visited the construction sites of the Hitson Power Station, the Sinam Cooperative Farm in Gyeongchon County, the Ragwon Machine Complex, the Daedonggang Combined Fruit Farm, and many other institutions, and gave instructions on the building of a rich and powerful country. Warmly recalling his devoted efforts in those days, the Korean people shed tears. Respect to Kim Jong-il spent the whole year on the road of inspection of the front and of field guidance for the prosperity of the country and the happiness of the people. In December alone, when the year was coming to an end, he commanded the fire-striking exercises of Combined Unit 966 of the Korean People's Army and visited Gwangil County in South Hwange Province and different sectors of South Hamgyong Province. He also inspected many units of the Korean People's Army and called at different sectors of the national economy, giving instructions on the building of a thriving nation. What a heavy burden for him! It was too much. No other state leaders but great Kim Jong-il died at work in the running train because of mental and physical fatigue pent up in the long march of devotion for the country and people. The heart of great Kim Jong-il stopped beating, but the whistle of the train to the people he got is still ringing in the ears of the people. The whistle of the train to the people is sounding, representing the instructions of respect to Kim Jong-il for building a thriving nation on this land regained by great President Kim Il-sung as an earnest request and behest. Listening to the whistle, the Korean people will change today's sorrow into great strength and courage and rise up to further glorify socialist Korea in the face of the world under the guidance of General Kim Jong-un. Been listening to an account under the title Whistle of December. This is Voice of Korea.
Dear listeners, with this we conclude the English language service of Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English language service for Southeast Asia between 2 and 3 hours UTC on 13,650 kHz and 15,100 kHz, and between 10 and 11 hours UTC on 6,185 kHz and 9,850 kHz. From Middle East and North Africa between 16 and 17 hours UTC on 9,990 kHz and 11,515 kHz, or between 19 and 20 hours UTC, and 9,975 kHz, and 11,535 kHz. For Southern Africa, between 19 and 20 hours UTC, on 7,210 kHz, and 11,910 kHz. And for Middle and South America, it's between 1 and 2 hours UTC, on 15,180 kHz, 11,735 kHz, and 13,760 kHz. And between 10 and 11 hours UTC, on 6,285 kHz and 9,335 kHz. Goodbye, this is Pyongyang.